Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. It wasn't easy to establish a newspaper in the early days of the Gold Rush. In 1853, the booming town of Yreka was separated by an arduous journey over the mountains with no real roads to the important city at the time of Shasta, present-day Old Shasta, some 6 miles west of Reading. Pack mules brought in supplies, and it wasn't cheap. The people of Yreka needed a newspaper to know what was happening elsewhere. Several went together to buy a $1,500 hand press and other materials. Mules hauled the items, strapped to their backs at the rate of $50 a pound, over the mountains to Yreka. On June 11, 1853, the first issue of the Mountain Herald was printed by Thornberry & Company. The proprietors were C.N. Thornberry, W.D. Slade, and S.F. VanCoet. It numbered 4 9x16-inch pages. The publisher soon purchased a new press that printed larger pages, and it remained successful until 1855, when political opponents threatened to publish a competing paper. That's when Dr. Cummins of the Know-Nothing Party bought the paper and changed its name to the Yreka Union. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org. Thank you.